Good evening and welcome to Indie Radio News, the weekly radio news program from The Independent, a free progressive monthly newspaper and online news site based here in New York. We cover social justice movements and the issues they are fighting for, both here in the city and around the world. We are your hosts, Elia Grahan and Lydia McMullen-Laird.
In New York, the NYPD said they will arrest 9 members of the far-right group Proud Boys involved in a brawl outside a Republican club in Manhattan on Friday. The club hosted a speech by founder of the group Gavin McInnes and drew a group of anti-fascist protesters. Proud Boys is a self-proclaimed fraternity of Western chauvinists, which the Southern Poverty Law Center has called a hate group. A video by independent journalist Sandy Bacom, released Friday, and footage released by the NYPD today shows members of Proud Boys violently assaulting several people after the event. New York public advocate Letitia James said in a statement, "I am disturbed and disgusted by the videos I've seen of members of the neo-fascist, white supremacist Proud Boys group in hate-fueled mob violence in the streets of New York City. New York will not become the next Charlottesville, and we refuse to let the actions of a hateful few define our city." The NYPD arrested 3 of the anti-fascist protesters on Friday involved in a separate incident and was quickly criticized for failing to arrest the Proud Boys members involved in the brawl. Anti-fascist protesters have also been accused of vandalizing the club ahead of the event by spray-painting anti-fascist graffiti on the door, gluing the locks with caulk, and throwing bricks through the windows. For more on this story, we are joined today by Shay Horse, an independent photojournalist who covered the protest on Friday and witnessed the altercation firsthand. Shay, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what you saw outside of the Republican Club on Friday and what happened there?
Sure. Yeah, I got there about 7:30 and I was waiting for the attendees to leave. And as the attendees leave, it just, you know, got stranger from there.
So describe the altercation to us. How did it take place?
Yeah, as the Proud Boys were leaving the event, instead of taking the path all the other attendees went, which was they left the Metropolitan Club and went to Lexington Avenue, the Proud Boys went out and went to the left and went to Park Avenue. The NYPD moved barricades and such for them, so it seemed to be like a deal they had arranged. The Proud Boys went on to Park Avenue and went down about a block before the attack happened.
And who were they attacking, and how many people were there in this incident?
Yeah, when I got there, when we got to the corner, I looked to my left, and I already saw just, you know, bodies on the ground and people rushing at people on the ground. So I tried to run over and get some, you know, pictures, and it just, you know, got, you know, worse by the second.
So you were saying the NYPD was at this event. Can you describe how they reacted to this altercation, this brawl that broke out?
Well, yeah, the fight had gone on for about a minute, and then the NYPD rolled up on scooters. There was a few scooter cops, and the cops were just kind of watching, you know, slack-jawed, and I had to go over to one of the cops and just, like, half-yell, "Do something!" And that made a cop get off his bike and kind of almost run into the crowd with his arms flailing, saying, you know, "That's enough, that's enough." And then the Proud Boys tried to make it look like it was their idea to leave. So they, you know, packed up shop and left. And the NYPD just let them go.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Indie Radio News on WBAI 99.5. We're speaking with Shay Horse about an altercation between a far right group on Friday night and some anti-fascist protesters. Shay, you've been covering the far-right demonstrations as a photojournalist for a long time now, and you said when we spoke earlier today that you haven't seen anything this bad since the protests in Charlottesville last year. So what do you think about this type of thing happening in New York?
I mean, you know, the violence in Charlottesville, that's not the only place it's gotten violent. You know, there's been really bad fights in Berkeley, Portland, Seattle, so in a weird way, I think this is kind of just that kind of violence spreading to, you know, other cities and becoming, you know, more of a thing. You know, when this kind of violence gets to go, you know, unpunished, it just spreads and festers and becomes worse.
Were you surprised to see this happening in New York?
Yeah, I was surprised. I kind of figured there'd be a confrontation of some sort, but I never guessed something like that. I thought it was just going to be, you know, coarse language and, you know, hooting and hollering.
Right. So I talked to Sandy Bakem, the photojournalist who got the video of this altercation earlier today, and she said that she thinks this escalation is because of Trump's rhetoric. Governor Cuomo also linked this specific event to Trump. Do you agree with that assessment, and what do you think the role is that Trump plays in inspiring these types of actions?
I mean, it's not just Trump. It's the Republican Party pushing more and more hard right rhetoric. So it's not just a Trump problem. Now it's a Republican Party problem of just them, you know, constantly pushing these guys who are, you know, either straight up white supremacists or borderline white supremacists. So this is a problem that's been going on for a long time. And this is, you know, the chicken's coming home to roost. It's, you know, they keep trying to escalate things, and things are going to get worse because they keep trying to escalate things.
So what do you think about the NYPD response to this now? Is there anything else you're calling for after having witnessed this event?
I mean, they could have stopped the fighting in the first place. That would have been the best response. This just seems like damage control and, you know, the NYPD saying we don't want to get sued again.
Thank you so much for joining us, Shay. Thank you for listening. You can catch us every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on WBAI 99.5 FM for all the latest from Indie Radio News. You can find this month's print edition of The Independent at our outdoor news boxes across the city and in local libraries, independent bookstores, and social movement centers. Follow all our latest coverage online at independent.org. That's Indie with a Y. And via social media, we're on Facebook, Twitter. Let us know what you think of today's show, send news tips, or to find out how to subscribe to the Independent's print edition, we can be reached at 212-904-1282 or contact at independent.org. Thank you so much to WBAI for hosting our show, and see you next week.